السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa. In the next half an hour or so, instead of going into any other detailed discussion, tonight I want to read to you directly from the Masnavi Sharif. Hazrat Maulana Hakim Mohd Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhu has given a commentary of the Masnavi Sharif, and there is something that I have been emphasizing recently, and every day it seems that we come across a case or two in which the same mistake seems to be made. Therefore, it is necessary that we should listen to these incidents to strengthen our iman, our yaqeen in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and to see how the people who had a ta'alluq and a connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they remained patient and steadfast when tests came upon them, and when they were blessed with ni'mats and bounties, then they engaged in tremendous amount or abundant amount of shukr. But there was never a time in their lives when they complained of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They complained to Allah ta'ala, but they didn't complain of Allah ta'ala. We are bandas of Allah ta'ala. We are His servants, we are His slaves. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has allowed us to complain to Him. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself said, innama ashku basti wa huzni ilallah. So complain to Allah ta'ala. Of course, that does not mean that the person is objecting to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's decisions. What it means that he has got a weakness, he's got sickness, he's got poverty, he's got some problem. So now he complains to Allah Ta'ala. In other words, he's asking Allah Ta'ala for a removal of those difficulties. He's not complaining that, oh Allah, why did you do like this or do like that? Na'uzubillah. What he's saying that, oh Allah, all power lies in your hands, all decisions are from you, and just as you have sent this trial upon me, then you have also the qudrat and the power to remove that trial. That is what it means. He is not complaining to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala of his decision. Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali was giving a talk and a bayan, and he was explaining to the people of how sickness, disease, ill health is also a rahmat and a mercy. And the virtues, that how it is a ni'mat. Just then a person came and he complained of very severe pain in his hand. His hand, there was a fracture, and he complained of very severe pain. And he asked Hazrat to make dua. So Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he says that, now we were just wondering what kind of dua will he make, because this person is saying that his hand is in severe pain. And Hazrat is explaining that pain is also rahmat. So now if he's going to make dua that Ya Allah take his pain away, then it means that take the rahmat away. That's what it means. So he said, look at the dua that he made. He said, Ya Allah, pain is also a rahmat. Sickness is a rahmat. Illness is a rahmat. So ill health is also a rahmat. But we are so weak that we cannot bear this rahmat of sickness and weakness and pain. So change it to the rahmat of good health. What beautiful dua. Change this rahmat into the rahmat of good health. And you are 6660. Please remove your car. 6660. So he said, remove this. Change the ill health, the rahmat, to the rahmat of good health. By whoever's car is, and you are 6660, please remove your car. Ji? Okay. So both were Rahmat. One doctor was once opening his new practice, new surgery. So he said, Molna, please come and make some dua. So when I went there, so I said, what dua do you want me to make? That people must fall sick. And they must, because that is what dua must you make in a surgery? Ya Allah, make everybody sick. So he got worried too that now he's in a problem. So I said, no, don't worry, there is dua for you too. Ya Allah, people are going to fall sick. In the muqaddar of many people, there is illness, sickness, disease. So those who will fall sick and become ill, they will be going to different doctors for treatment. Then send them towards this practice, towards this surgery. And then give shifa in the hands of this practitioner. So there is dua for everybody. So in our life there are going to be tests, there are going to be trials. But the type of statements that people are making, some are losing their iman. An everyday occurrence. Just the other day a person, I don't mention any names, the person only knows himself and I know who the person is. The person says that he's not from Durban too. He says he was watching on the television what's happening in Iraq. And whilst watching the bombing and whatever was taking place, he says he couldn't control his anger. And he used some swear words about Allah Ta'ala and said, are you listening? Are you watching? How can you allow this to happen? Na'uzu billahi min zalik. Now he wants to know what are the implications. But the implications are that the marriage has ended. Nikah has terminated. Read kalima again and make nikah again. So how careful a person has to be. These days we just can't seem to take any kind of pain, any kind of suffering, any kind of hardship or any kind of test and trial. So therefore let us listen to this incident without going into very much detail about who Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam was and all the discussion that you find in the tafasir regarding Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam. There's a whole surah in the Quran Sharif, all his nasihats there. So let us see what Hazrat Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says. Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam kisi ra'is ke yahan naukri karte the. He was working for someone. For some rich person, Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, he was working. Allah Ta'ala ki muhabbat aur maiyat se unke andar aise paakiza aur aali akhlaq wa aadad maujood the, jo insaniyat ki rafat o sharafat o maqbooliyat indallah ke sahi misdaq the. But although he was working, but he had such character, such beautiful character. Such beautiful akhlaq, such beautiful traits and such beautiful attributes that he was maqbool in the Allah. Aur jin ki tafseel o tashreeh Haq Ta'ala ne surah Luqman mein bayan farmayi hai. Allah Ta'ala has given the details in surah Luqman. حضرت لقمان علیہ الصلات والسلام کی ان اخلاق عالیہ کا ان کے آقا پر گہرا اثر ہوا. The اخلاق and the character of this person who was an ordinary laborer, a slave, he had such effect and impact on his employer. He's had great effect on his employer. Yahan, what kind of effect it had? یہاں تک کہ اس رئیس نے ان کو اپنا مقرب و محبوب بنا لیا اور خود ان کا محب اور باطنن غلام بن گیا. That he made him his beloved servant. He became his slave. In his heart, he became the slave of the slave. Zahir, outwardly he was still the employer. He was the master. But at heart now the akhlaq and the character of the employee had won over the master. A great lesson. People are always complaining about the employers. And employers are complaining about the employees. Both are complaining. The employers are complaining that the employees are not doing their job. When the cat is away, the mice are at play. So now the cat cannot go away for a little while too, because the mice begin to play. So they are complaining that there's a lot of pilferies, and especially those people who have got dispatch clerks, then many of them are complaining that there's one-way dispatch business from the dispatch department. You can't trust anybody. So there's complaints of the employees. They are not doing their duty. And the employees are complaining that there's injustice. The bosses, the masters, the owners, the managers or the directors, there's just great amount of injustice. There's just no consideration of their rights. There's just no consideration that they too have a family. There's no consideration that they too have needs. So many places you will find that the charities that are being given are so much. Charities are given to people around the world, around the globe. Millions of rands leave our country. Charities. And then the staff, the salary that they will be paid will be exactly the same that they were paid 10 years ago, 15 years ago. And yet they know what the cost of living is today. It's a different thing if that business is also running on wooden wheels. There's just a big board there only. That this company exports and imports. But in reality there's nothing there. So we are not talking about those people. We are talking about those who are truly and really giving plenty of charity here and there. But they haven't had the time to even ask that staff, how many children you have, what are your expenses, what problems and difficulties you are going through. Give them as bonus that don't worry about this. Allah Ta'ala will not question you if you're not able to give too much of charities outside. But those who are working for you, those are the people who are producing the profits for you, they should be taken care of. Now this is something that is very, very common. And then of course the language that is being used, the language that is being used by the employers, especially if that employee is a poor person, or he doesn't have much clout, or doesn't have much voice, or he's in fear of losing his job, then the person thinks that I am the Lord Supreme, Ana Rabbukumul Aala. Allah Ta'ala can turn tables. Those people who at one time multi-rich, big businesses and big empires, what happened? So we must be very, very careful. We must not abuse anyone. We must not make zulm on anyone. Don't do injustice to anyone. The same within our homes, wives, children, brothers, sisters, family members, neighbors. If we have got some kind of power of money, or power of body, or power of family members who are gangsters, whatever power we may have, don't use that to do injustice. We may get away for a little while, but just the ah of the person who has been oppressed, it reaches the arsh. There's nothing, no barrier in between. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, I will definitely accept your dua. That curse will be definitely accepted. I will come to your aid, maybe after some time, but I will come to your aid. So here what we are seeing is that the akhlaq and the beautiful character of Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam won the heart. And this is what I always say to people who ask for advice, who are in employment, that go the extra mile. Show that you are dedicated. Show that you are committed. Don't sit there all the time just complaining. Show your commitment. Show your akhlaq. show your honesty, show your good character. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept such effect in these traits and in this character and in this akhlaq that the nur of that is bound to affect the heart of the employer. It must affect. It will attract. The person himself will say, I have got 100 employees, but this person stands out. Then you will find your needs, not only needs, but even your desires, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will get it fulfilled. And on the other hand, the person who is employing must think that today I am the employer. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala can turn tables. تِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Nevertheless, یہ محبت کی کرامت ہے کہ محبت سے بادشاہ اپنے محبوب کا غلام بن جاتا ہے. پھر اس رئیس کا یہ معمول ہو گیا کہ ہر نعمت کھانے سے پہلے حضرت لقمان علیہ السلام کی خدمت میں پیش کرتا. Now anything that was there to eat and drink, so he used to first give it and offer it to his slave, to his servant, Hazrat Luqman. That first you eat. Instead of eating first, he used to offer it to him. That first you eat. And then he used to eat. جب حضرت لقمان علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام آسودہ ہو کر کھا لیتے تو بچا ہوا یہ رئیس کھایا کرتا تھا. When he used to get full, then the رئیس used to eat. حضرت لقمان علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام اس رئیس کی محبت اور عادت کی رعایت سے کھا لینے کے بعد بقیہ اس کے لیے بھیج دیا کرتے. ایک دن خربوزے کی فصل میں کہیں سے خربوزہ آیا. اس وقت حضرت لقمان علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام موجود نہ تھے. رئیس نے ایک غلام کو بھیجا کہ حضرت لقمان علیہ السلام کو بلا لاؤ. جب حضرت لقمان علیہ السلام تشریف لائے تو رئیس نے اپنے ہاتھ سے اس خربوزے کی قاشیں بنائی اور ایک ایک قاش محبت سے کھلاتا جاتا تھا اور دل ہی دل میں مسرور ہو رہا تھا کہ میری اس محبت کا ان پر کیا اثر ہو رہا ہوگا. Now came the season of خربوزہ. خربوزہ کیا کہتے ہیں انگریزی میں؟ Melon. The other kind. One is watermelon, sweet melon, the other one. So melon season came. So he sent for Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam came, so he started slicing it for Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam and started feeding Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam with his own hands. One piece at a time is feeding. And Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam is eating it with great delight. There's such kind of the happiness being expressed on his face that it's so sweet, so delicious, so lovely. And my aqa is feeding me. Therefore he's expressing great amount of happiness and making shukr. Jazakumullah, jazakumullah. So the rais who was feeding him, he's also got very, very happy that see how Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam is enjoying this melon. جب ایک قاش باقی رہ گئی تو اس رئیس نے کہا کہ اس کو میں کھاؤں گا تاکہ دیکھوں کہ یہ خربوزہ کتنا شیریں تھا. Now when one piece was left, he said, now this one piece I will eat it because I could see that you were really enjoying it. It was so sweet the way you were enjoying the sweet melon. So let me also have the taste of that one piece. یہ کہہ کر اس نے قاش کو منہ میں رکھا ہی تھا کہ اس کی تلخی سے نوکے زبان سے حلق تک آبلے پڑ گئے اور ایک گھنٹے تک بے ہوش رہا. جب افاقہ ہوا تو حضرت لقمان علیہ السلام سے عرض کیا کہ اے جانے جان آپ نے کس طرح اس خربوزے کو حلق سے فرد کیا اور اس قہرے کو کس طرح لطف سمجھا. جب ایک قاش کھانے سے مجھ پر یہ بلا آئی تو 70 قاشوں کو آپ نے کس طرح برداشت کیا. He says just one piece and it was so bitter that it fell down unconscious. And after some time when he gained consciousness, he said that how did you manage to eat so many pieces when one piece was sufficient to knock me flat? Just one piece. And you were eating it as if there was great enjoyment. and it was so sweet. That was the expression on your face which made me also desire to eat. How did you manage to tolerate this? Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wassalam ne irshad farmaya ke ae khaja aapke daste ne'mat se sadha ne'mate khai hai jinke shukr ke bojh se meri kamar khameeda ho rahi hai. Bas mujhe is baat se sharm aayi ke jis haath se is qadar ne'mate mili ho usi haath se aaj agar ek talkhi ata ho rahi hai to usse inhiraaf aur rugardani karun. اے خواجہ شکر عطا فرمانے والے آپ کے ہاتھ کی لذت نے اس خربوزے کی تلخی کو شیرینی سے مبدل کر دیا. He says that hand which fed me so much of sweet things all my life, I am indebted to that hand which has been feeding me so much all my life. You have been giving me so much of ne'mats, so much of good things to eat, so much of sweet things to eat. So on one occasion, if you gave me something bitter, then why should I not take it with sabr and shukr? So that hand, that means the hand of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which blessed me with shukr, that I was making shukr that, Ya Allah, this person is giving me and he is feeding me with great happiness. So although it's bitter, but I don't want to show him that it is bitter. I want to show him that it is an ni'mat you are giving to me, and it is very, very sweet because that hand has been feeding me all the time. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, on account of that shukr, made me enjoy even that bitter pieces. Even the bitterness of that melon was tasting sweet for me, because of that shukr that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blessed me with. And now comes the faida. What is the lesson that we learn? Akhtar akhtar afallahu an arz karta hai. Mere murshid Hazrat Maulana Shah Phulpuri Quddisa Sirrahul Aziz apni majalis se rushd o hidayat mein is waqia ko aksar bade ehtimam se irshad farmaya karte the. He says, my Shaykh and Murshid Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he used to mention this incident in many, many times in his majlis. Now this incident we have also heard many times. But he says he used to mention it many times in his majlis. Aur aakhiri shair mazkur bhi bakubi bahut hi lazzat se padha karte the. Aur is waqiye ko bayan farma kar Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Alayhi is baat ki taalim wo nasihat farmaya karte the کہ ہر لحظہ حق تعالیٰ کی بے شمار انعامات اور احسانات بندوں پر ہو رہے ہیں. Every minute of our lives, so much of bounties of Allah تعالیٰ. Every minute, every second. And that is our weakness, that we are always concentrating and focusing on the negatives. How much we don't have. Any person that you ask, he will always say, I don't have this, I don't have that. I don't have that. My neighbor has this. My friend has that. My family has this. Every time we are looking at what people have got, that which we do not have. Whereas in worldly ni'mats, we should look at those people who are blessed with less than what we have. And in dunyavi ni'mats, we should look at those people who don't have even that what we have been given. And when it comes to deen, then we must look at those people who are making more ibadat, more zikr, more tilawat, more charities and more good works. So he says every minute Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's bounties are showering upon us. So I said that those, so what I'm saying is that don't look at the negatives also. Don't look at what we don't have. Because if you are going to look at what we don't have, then we don't have oil wells too. We don't have the palaces that the kings have in Jordan and Saudi Arabia. How far are we going to go? We don't have that kind of car. So then there's another car better than that, and another one better than that, and the one that the king is owning. The home, we don't have that kind of home. So then you're going to go on and on, then you'll have to get to the palace of the kings. Now will it stop anyway? It's not going to stop anyway. So start focusing and looking at those things that we have and say, Ya Allah, how much ihsan of yours, how much you have blessed me with. I have sight, I have hearing, I have speech, I have my heart, liver and lungs and kidney and bladder all functioning. I've got so much of ni'mats. I've got a home, I've got shelter, irrespective of what kind, but I have got. How many people in the world don't have it? So when we are going to look at that, then we are going to make shukr. But every time that we are going to look at, I don't have this, I don't have that, I don't have that, then we are going to make nashukri. We'll show ingratitude. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala system is this, la in shakartum la azidannakum. When you are going to make shukr of those ni'mats which you already have, then Allah ta'ala will increase those ni'mats. But if you are going to make kufran of ni'mat, then Allah Ta'ala's azab is also shadeed. So he says this, the har lamha Allah Ta'ala ke beshumar inamat aur ihsanat bando par ho rahe hai. Lekin agar koi waqia ya hadisa kabhi bazaahir takleef de pesh aa jata hai, to insaan na shukra aur besabra ho jata hai. مگر جن بندوں کو اللہ تعالیٰ نے اپنے نیک اور مقبول بندوں کے فیض صحبت سے دین کی خوش فہمی عطا فرمائی ان کا قلب سلیم رنج و تکلیف کی حالت میں بھی اپنے رب سے راضی رہتا ہے those whom اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ has blessed with قلب سلیم they have been afforded the opportunity of being in the company of the pious and the righteous and the Allah walas then whether they are in good times or bad times whether they have got something or they haven't got. But they have the tawfiq of making shukr. They make shukr of those ni'mats in abundance. I think I mentioned this incident of Hazrat Maulana Asghar Ali Sahab Rahmatullah Ali. He had temperature, very high temperature. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahab Rahmatullah Ali said we went to see him, make his iyadat, to visit him. His temperature was very high. So asked him, Hazrat, how are you feeling? He said, Alhamdulillah, aankh sahi dekh rahi hai, kaan sahi sun rahe hai, zuban theek bol rahi hai, haath pair theek chal rahe hai, haan zara bukhar hai. Eyes are seeing right, ears are listening, tongue is speaking, hands and feet all okay. Yes, I've got a little bit of temperature. So he didn't say he doesn't have temperature. Nothing wrong with saying that. But first he focused and put the mind onto the ni'mats that he already has. And when the person is going to look at that I've already got so much, so a little bit of temperature, a little bit of flu, a little bit of sickness, a little bit of disease, it's one of those things. So his pain will be decreased also. He will not suffer depression. So he says, their qalb, again that Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Ali is Wallah, it's a beautiful shari. It's a prescription for sukoon-e-dil under all conditions, whatever condition, but to have that sukoon in the heart, that everything is from my Allah. But provided, of course, we are obedient to Allah Ta'ala. We make the effort. After that mistakes every person makes, then he makes tawbah istighfar. But then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give him this sukoon under all conditions. So when Hazrat Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says, which again you have heard, I am sure more than 120 times by now, but Wallah, I am telling you that for my personal self, when I read that little couplet, there's great amount of pleasure I get and great amount of sukoon I get, irrespective of what condition, throughout my heart operation and the bypass and everything else. This was always before me. That is from my Allah. It's from my Allah. And my Allah loves us. He will not put us through any kind of difficulty and hardship for no reason. There is great wisdom of His. Allah is Hakim and He is Hakim. So then you get sukoon. And this is that couplet.
بے کیفی میں بھی تو ہم نے ایک کیف مسلسل دیکھا ہے بے کیفی میں بھی تو ہم نے ایک کیف مسلسل دیکھا ہے جس حال میں بھی وہ رکھتے ہیں اس حال کو اکمل دیکھا ہے، بے کیفی میں بھی تو ہم نے ایک کیف مسلسل دیکھا ہے، جس حال میں بھی وہ رکھتے ہیں اس حال کو اکمل دیکھا ہے، جس راہ کو ہم تجویز کریں اس راہ کو اثقل دیکھا ہے، جس راہ کو ہم تجویز کریں اس راہ کو اثقل دیکھا ہے، جس راہ سے وہ لے جاتے ہیں اس راہ کو اسہل دیکھا ہے، جس راہ سے وہ لے جاتے ہیں اس راہ کو اسہل دیکھا ہے۔ واٹ ایور دا کیفیت، بے کیفی میں بھی ہم نے ایک کیف مسلسل دیکھا ہے، کنٹینیوس کیفیت آف انجوائمنٹ ود ان دا ہارٹ، جس حال میں بھی وہ رکھتے ہیں، ان وٹ ایور کنڈیشن مائی اللہ کیپس می، آئی فاؤنڈ دیٹ ٹو بی دا پرفیکٹ کنڈیشن، بیکاز ہی از مائی اللہ، ہی از مائی کریئٹر، سو ہی نوز وٹ از بیسٹ فار می، سو اف ہی از کیپنگ می ان اے سرٹن کنڈیشن دین دیٹ از دا بیسٹ کنڈیشن فار می، آئی مسٹ میک دا ایفرٹ، اللہ تعالیٰ ہیز گیون می ہینڈز فیٹ آئیز انٹیلیجنس، دیر از اے بگ مارکیٹ پلیس، آئی مسٹ میک دا ایفرٹ، but after my effort also whatever I get if still I remain poor then I must be satisfied that this is what Allah Ta'ala has chosen for me, so therefore it is the best for me, for if I am given plenty of wealth I don't know where I am going to land myself. Some people, the more wealth the more haram indulgences, and the person who has been blessed with plentiful of ni'mat, plenty of bounties, plenty of wealth, then he makes shukr over it. That Allah Ta'ala, your shukr that you gave me wealth, you gave me a good home, you gave me some comforts and luxuries. For if I didn't have that, I don't know where I would have been. My iman might have been sold. I would have gone if I didn't have wealth in my hands. So both people are saying that it is from my Allah, and therefore I'm happy in that condition. In sickness, the person believes that this is the best for me. He takes treatment, he takes medication, and it goes on diet and whatever is required. But even after that, if he's still not coming right, then he believes that this is the best condition for me, because it is from my Allah. He knows what is best for me. And if he gets good health, then he makes plenty of shukr and he says, this is the best for me. So, jis haal mein bhi wo rakhte hai, us haal ko akmal dekha hai. The road and the route that we choose, he says, I found that to be the most difficult route, because we are going to use our intelligence and find that route. So we are bound to make mistakes. We don't know the future. So he says, the road that I chose, I found that to be the most difficult road. And the road that Allah Ta'ala chose for me, I found that to be the easiest route. So Allah Ta'ala will choose for some people the route of sabr, that they are put through difficulties, trials, hardships, problems. And when they are going to make sabr over it, then they get inna Allah ma'as-sabiri. And some people Allah Ta'ala will give them plenty of wealth, health, bounties, ni'mats, and they will make shukr, then they will find Allah Ta'ala in shukr. So this is the prescription for sukoon in the heart, that the person accepts the decision of Allah Ta'ala. It's a world of means, so we have to make use of the means. Nobody stops us from making use of the means. We don't say that the person must close his shop, close his business, and then tie his hands and feet himself and sit in the house and say, now everything is going to happen. Make use of the means. But don't become restless and don't complain of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's doings and his decisions. He had to do this to me, na'uzu billah. Why did Allah Ta'ala have to do this to me? What wrong did I do in my life that Allah Ta'ala had to do this to me? These are words we listen to. What wrong did I do? I always say that we should ask the question, what right did I do that I deserve so much of ni'mat? What right did we do that we deserve so much of ni'mat?
instead of asking what wrong did I do. So he says that the person becomes besabra. He loses his sabr and patience the moment he gets a little bit of difficulty, a little bit of trial.
حالانکہ طبیب کبھی مریض کو حلوہ بادام کھلاتا ہے اور کبھی چرائتا و گلو نیب جیسی تلخ دوائے پلاتا ہے اور دونوں حالتوں میں مریض ہی کا نفع ہے.
Whereas a حکیم, sometimes you tell the person eat badam, almonds, and eat this kind of halwa, and eat fruit, and eat barfi, he allows him. And for some patients, then he gives him very bitter medicine. So the benefit is always for the patient himself, not for the Hakim Saab. For some people, the Hakim Saab feels that it's nice to give him some sweets. And for the other person, if he's going to say, now you must eat halwa, and you must eat barfi, and you must eat all the sweet things, then he knows he's going to go to the Qabristan. He'll become another candidate for the Brook Street Cemetery. So he doesn't suggest for him all those things. But the benefit is for the patient, for the mariz, not for the Hakim Saab.
Inshallah, we'll continue with this, but so far what we have learned is that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, since He too has given us so much of ni'mat, so much of bounties, we just have to look into our bodies, look around us, how much of ni'mat. So what is this complaining all the time? I don't have this, I don't have that, I don't have that, I don't have that. Look at all the things that we have. And let us learn now to increase our shukr over that what we have. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will increase those ni'mats too. And if there is a trial period, then we must believe that Allah Ta'ala, who is sending the test, we will have to make rujoo towards Him. He is sending the test. So who else is going to pass us in the test except Him? I conclude once again on a repeated example, repeated, that if the paper in the examination is very, very difficult, and the student says that this paper is very difficult, and the invigilator or the examiner is passing by, says, why are you stuck? Why are you looking all dazed? So he says, very difficult question. I don't know the answer. So the examiner then tells that candidate, put your hand into my hand. I will write the answer for you. What difficulty will there be then for that candidate? Allah Ta'ala is the one who has sent the test. If we are finding it difficult, then again turn towards that same Allah and say, oh Allah, I am finding it difficult. I am extremely weak. I am unable to answer this question. I'm unable to bear this hardship, this problem, this test, this difficulty. So now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give that person sabr. He who has sent that difficulty, He Himself will give that person sabr and make him pass the test. And then, Inna Allah ma'as sabri. Allah Ta'ala is with those who exercise patience and sabr. What a beautiful Allah we have. And how wonderful life will then become. How much of sukoon we will have in our hearts when we are going to look at the ni'mats and bounties and don't keep looking at the bitter medicine. May Allah Ta'ala give me, give you and the entire ummah that kind of ta'alluq with Allah, that we truly believe that whatever comes from Him, there's nothing but khair in it for us. There's nothing but goodness in it for us. بلائی ہی بلائی نعمت ہی نعمت. So may Allah Ta'ala remove the difficulties, hardships and problems of the ummah around the globe. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اے میرے رحیم کریم اللہ, اے میرے ستار غفار اللہ, اے میرے معاف کرنے والے اللہ. او مائی بیلوڈ اللہ, وی آر ایکسٹریملی ویک سرونٹس آف یو. ڈونٹ ٹیسٹ اس مائی اللہ,
We are living in times of great fitnas. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan are our declared enemies. They want to snatch away our iman. They want to snatch away our Islam. Ya Allah, protect us and save us from the attacks of nafs and shaitan. Oh my beloved Allah, we know that sometimes sickness, ailments, poverty can be test and trial. But oh Allah, we are extremely weak. Bless us with the mercy and the rahmat of good health, of wealth, of prosperity, of happiness, of joy, of contentment. Oh my beloved Allah, remove our problems, our difficulties. The problems and difficulties of the entire ummah around the globe. Ya Allah, bless us with good health, with long life. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove the difficulties and problems. Those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Ya Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us. Bless our parents, wives and children, brothers and sisters and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for protection, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana وفي الآخرة حسنة وقينا عذاب النار إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين